with Karen Reed continues. We got some great audio for you from the case in a riveting session of the Karen Reed trial. Testimonies from Colin Elbert and Matthew McKay provided some new insights into the events surrounding John O'Keefe's death. The day's proceedings began with intense questioning and ended with a dramatic recount of the morning of January 29th of 2022. At 9:20 a.m., Colin Elbert was called back to the stand. Alan Jackson questioned Elbert about his preparations for the testimony. Elbert stated he only discussed the case with his lawyer and not with his parents. Jackson continued probing into Elbert's relationship with the Proctor family, revealing close ties, which, you know, that's not the best, you know, look for what's going on here, but it is what it is, including being a ring bearer at Courtney Proctor's wedding. Elbert confirmed his family familiarity with Trooper Michael Proctor and the family's connection. Let's take a listen to that.
You were asked to look at a couple of text messages yesterday. Looked a little bit like this. You seen that before?
Yes.
When did you see that before?
Yesterday.
Before yesterday? Had you ever seen that before?
On my phone, yeah.
Okay, other than on your phone when you made the screenshot, had you ever seen that before? Mr. Lally ever show it to you?
Not that I remember, no.
So you two didn't discuss that in your meeting a month or less ago?
We could have. I don't remember.
But again, you don't remember?
Mm-mm.
No. That no?
No.
Did Mr. Lally tell you why he wanted to question you about those text messages?
I don't remember.
Did Mr. Lally tell you anything about what you might be asked on cross-examination?
No.
Did he ask you about any videos that you've ever posted?
No.
Did he ask you about any comments you've ever made online?
Nope.
Any photos you've ever been in?
No.
Any fights you've ever been in?
Nope.
Who's Courtney Proctor?
Oh.
My, she's friendly with my aunt, Jillian.
I'm sorry?
My aunt Jillian, she's friendly with.
When you say friendly with, describe that. What do you mean by friendly with?
I know that they're pretty friendly.
Have you ever been to Courtney Proctor's home?
Yes.
How many times would you say over the years?
Four or five, maybe.
Her family is close to your family, it's fair to say.
Not that close. Close, though.
When you say not that close, but close, though, what does that mean?
I'd say we're more close when I was younger, not when I got older.
Okay. How old are you now? You're 20?
Correct.
May I approach you?
Okay.
I have a photo I'd like to show Mr. Lally first. May I?
Yes.
Thank you. Take a look at that photo and tell me if you recognize it. Just look at it to yourself, please. Let me know after you studied it for a second.
Yep.
You recognize the photo?
Yes.
Who's in that photo?
Objection.
So, but the objection sustained as to the content of the photo. Did you want to come to sidebar and explain this to me?
Yes. Thank you. Mr. Albert, approximately when was that photograph taken?
Objection.
No, we can get that, but... Will answer that question.
Ten years or less ago, I'd say. I don't.
You were the ring bearer in Courtney Proctor's wedding, were you not?
Objection.
I'll allow that.
Correct.
So when you say we're friendly, but not that, or we're close rather, but not that close, you were actually close enough to be a member of her wedding party when she was married to her now husband, correct?
When I was younger, correct.
Well, of course it was when you were younger. It was 10 years ago. Is that yes?
Yeah.
That's my question. So for at least a decade, your family and the Proctor family has been close enough such that you and Albert were in her wedding, correct?
Objection.
Ask that differently, Mr. Jackson.
For the last, well, at least at that time, 10 years ago, your family was close enough to the Proctor family such that you were a ring bearer in Courtney Proctor's wedding, right?
Correct.
And who's Courtney Proctor's brother?
Michael Proctor.
And is Michael Proctor in the photograph that you're looking at?
Yes.
The person on the far left?
Correct.
Looks like he's in a tuxedo?
Correct.
You were also in a tuxedo?
Objection.
Sustained.
What I'm getting at is you all were part of the same wedding party, correct?
Correct.
And that's a photograph of Courtney Proctor's wedding and the entire wedding party, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
Is that a photograph of a wedding party?
Objection.
Sustained.
Your Honor, may we approach?
Yes.
Is that a photo of a wedding party? This is a small community. They're all in the law enforcement families together, so it's likely that they're going to be in each other's weddings and things of that nature. We're talking about a kid who was quite young at the time being a ring bearer.
Right.
And somehow this is going to lead to preferential treatment if he allegedly decided to go and kill a cop in front of a house in a snowstorm one night for no apparent reason.
You know, and here's the thing. I've known people who are planning weddings, and what you do is you kind of scan in your memory, like, who's got a little kid, male and female, that we can use as a flower girl and a ring bearer. Yep. And a lot of times they may not have much of a connection to the family. It's just, we kind of know you.
Yeah.
Would you like to be the flower girl? Would you like to be the ring bearer? It doesn't mean, you know, well, we'd like to put him in our wedding, because at some point we'd like to coddle him and make sure he's not convicted of murder.
You know? Oh, that's not typically how it works. But I guess in Canton, Massachusetts, there's several people who think that that might be the equation. Here's more audio of him on the stand today. Let's take a listen.
You watched any coverage of this case online?
Nope.
No social media?
No, I don't have social media.
No news, coverage?
Nope.
Nightly news, Channel 25, Channel 5?
No.
National news?
Nope.
Blogs?
Nope.
So literally, according to you, you know zero about the media coverage concerning this case, Commonwealth versus Karen Reed.
Correct.
Did you talk to Allie before her testimony?
No.
When was the last time you did talk to Allie before she testified yesterday?
I don't remember.
Give me an idea. She's one of your best friends. A week ago, a day ago, a month ago.
I do not remember.
Could it have been a year ago?
I do not remember.
Could have been 5 years ago.
No.
Okay. So it's more recently than 5 years ago that you spoke with Allie.
I don't remember.
Okay. So you have no independent recollection as you sit here. The last time you talked to one of your best friends and your cousin about any subject.
No, I don't remember.
Were you ever told in preparation for your testimony, if you start to get stumped or nervous, just say, I don't remember?
Nope.
Nobody ever told you that?
Mm-mm. No. No, sorry.
It's okay. So nobody ever informed you that you might get nervous on the witness stand, there might be tough questions, the easiest way to get out of that is just say, yeah, I don't recall.
No.
So you just don't recall because your memory is that bad. You literally don't recall the last time you spoke with Cal.
Objection.
Ask that differently, Mr.
Sure.
Jackson.
Sure. Your testimony is you are not instructed to say, I don't remember. You just literally don't remember.
Correct.
It's an issue with your memory, not an instruction that you received.
Correct.
Right. But you do remember 2.5 years ago, you left 34 Fairview at 12:10 a.m., correct? Down to the minute.
Correct.
Got it. Did Mr. Lally, during this meeting that y'all had, did Mr. Lally show you anything? Items of evidence, photographs, videos, anything like that?
No.
Did you two talk about any evidence that you might see? Photographs, documents, videos?
Not that I remember.
He didn't show you the series of text messages between you and Miss McCabe, Allie?
I don't remember.
Okay, so you're not saying he didn't. You're just saying, again, you just don't remember.
Correct.
Okay. And this was, again, this was just a month ago.
Around a month, correct.
Could have been sooner than a month. Or let me ask that a different way. Could have been more recently than a month.
I don't know.
Don't know that either.
Mm-mm.
Is that no?
Yeah, no.
So, Mr. Albert, you have to answer yes or no, not just
uh-huh. All right, sorry.
Where were you when this meeting a month ago took place?
At the DA's office on Shawmut Road.
Who contacted you to come to the DA's office?
I do not remember that.
Don't remember that either?
No.
Phone call from Mr. Lally, maybe?
I don't believe that I received a phone call. Maybe my lawyer did or my father, but I don't know. I don't believe I did.
So if your father received a phone call and then told you you need to go to the DA's office to meet Mr. Lally, that would be a conversation with your dad about your preparation for your testimony, correct?
I wouldn't say so, no.
You wouldn't categorize that as such?
No.
Okay. Because, of course, even though you went to the DA's office to meet Mr. Lally and a sergeant from the Massachusetts State Police to talk about your testimony, you didn't mention that to your dad?
No.
Didn't mention that to your mom?
No.
And when you got done with that meeting, dad didn't ask you, how'd it go, son?
Nope.
Your mom didn't say, how was that meeting?
No.
About this massive murder case?
Objection.
Let me ask it a different way. Do you consider this to be a high-profile murder case?
Objection.
Stand on relevancy. Ask it differently.
In your mind, this is an important case, correct? Obviously.
Correct.
But according to you, it just never comes up in the Albert household.
No.
Okay.
Just because he's saying, I don't know, I don't think it's that suspicious. I think it's basically, if you just say it, you know, don't give them any more stuff to try and go after you with that is just utter BS, basically, is how I'm taking it.
I just wonder if he's just kind of I don't know him. I don't know what he's like. I've heard some of his answers and how he doesn't understand certain things. Maybe he's just kind of a dumb kid. You know, he didn't do anything, but this is a really intense situation for a kid his age.
It is. It is. The discussion shifted to text messages between Elpert and Allie McCabe, highlighting their switch to Snapchat to make messages disappear. AJ is now questioned by CA and AM, which would switch platforms to communicate. CA is who?
That is Colin Albert.
Colin Albert. Okay. Yep. I need like the names. Otherwise, I'm horrible with remembering any names by initials.
No, that's okay. Yep. And that's AI screwing with that. I'm sorry about
okay.
that.
Albert.
I tried to fix it and
sure.
apparently I didn't.
Albert remained unsure about the reason for the change. They ended up talking about switching the text to Snapchat where the text can disappear on their own. AJ said so. In the hours and days and weeks following the death of John O'Keefe, your communication with Allie, the person who gave you the ride home, are just gone. And Colin said, I'm not sure. Let's take a listen to some of that testimony.
Okay. You see what's displayed on the screen?
Yes.
It's only part of the text string, but does that look like it's an accurate representation of what you're looking at?
Yes.
And this is a series of texts on or about January 28th and 29th of 2022. Is that right?
Yes.
And Mr. Albert, you needed something as simple as a ride. You were just asking Allie to give you a ride. Is that right?
Yes.
And that's because you said that it's common for you guys to text back and forth. You just texted her, hey, you can get me now. Is that right?
Yes.
And then you texted if it's easier. And then she said, okay, I'm dropping people off. And there was an exchange back and forth. Is that right?
Yeah.
And there were at least 8 texts between the two of you, if you just count them up real quick, just about getting picked up.
Yeah.
But if you scroll down a little bit, after the end of that text string that ends at 12:10 a.m. and says okay, do you see the next date?
Yes.
What date is that?
February 20th.
That's nearly a month later, correct?
Correct.
So there was a gap after January 29th, 2022, when you found out that a man had ended up dead on your uncle's lawn, and you and Allie did not text each other for a month, not once.
Objection.
Sustained is to that form. Ask it differently.
Isn't it true that on January 29th, later in the day, you found out about John O'Keefe and his condition, the fact that he died?
Objection.
Is that true? Did you find out that day?
Yes.
Okay.
So you were well aware of, thank you. We can take that down. You were well aware, Mr. Albert, that something very tragic had happened at your uncle's house, Brian Albert's house, right?
Correct.
And you were aware that you had been at your uncle's house that night, right?
Correct.
You're also aware that, according to you, Allie McCabe was the one that picked you up and took you from that location.
Correct.
And notwithstanding the fact of this tragedy, you and Allie didn't text each other one time for a month. Is that right?
I don't think that's correct.
So where are those texts?
We text on other platforms too. So I'd say other apps.
So is there a reason why you decided for the next month to just switch platforms to maybe Snapchat?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
No reason.
Are you sure that you switch platforms?
I'd say so, yeah.
Why did you switch platforms?
We go back and forth, I'd say, between platforms texting.
You switch platforms because you know that Snapchat deletes all communications, correct?
Jackson.
Ask it differently, Mr. Jackson.
Do you know that Snapchat has an auto-delete function on it?
If your app is set to that, yes.
Your app was set to that, wasn't it?
I do not remember that.
So again, your memory is failing you.
Can you rephrase that?
Sure. Once again, your memory is failing you.
Objection.
Don't remember.
Objection.
Ask it differently, Mr. Jackson.
Isn't it true, Mr. Albert, that you either switched platforms or deleted the texts because you did not want your text communications with Allie McCabe to be discovered?
Objection.
Overruled.
Is that right?
That's not true.
So where are those communications?
I do not know.
Can't produce them right now, can you?
I'm not sure.
So in the days, the hours, and days, and weeks following the death of John O'Keefe, your communications with your best friend, Allie, the person who gave you a ride home that night, they're just gone. Right?
I'm not sure.
More gotcha moments in there. But again,
it feels exasperating because this, it feels like it's a gotcha moment and it's not.
That's the thing. It doesn't really prove anything. It's like you switched between Snapchat and that, and you know, people do that pretty commonly, actually.
All the time. I do it all the time with some of my friends. We go back between Messenger, we're on Snapchat, we're in text, we're sending audio messages in our Apple, you know, in our messages. I mean, that's just what people do. They just evolve and move into different platforms. So yeah. Was this nefarious? I don't think so.
Doesn't really feel like it's nefarious. I don't know. What's the motive? Why would this even take place? Why would he be the person that would go after John O'Keefe? I mean, just none of it makes sense. It just doesn't make sense. They tried to tie him to a picture where he has some knuckles that are scraped up, which can be easily debunked. Let's take a quick listen to that.
Correct.
Okay. At what time of day was this taken?
Not sure.
Was it at an event of some sort, or just you were at a bar?
Just at a bar.
Okay. I want you to take a look at your right hand. Can you see from there clearly your right hand?
Yes.
What do you notice about your right hand?
It's cut up.
Your knuckles are injured, correct?
Correct.
Now, you didn't take this photo, did you?
Nope.
That photo was never on your phone. In other words, it wasn't a friend of yours that took the photo.
No.
This was taken by an event staff member, is that right?
Correct.
It was later posted on social media, isn't that right?
Correct.
You could not access the metadata, you couldn't access the time and date of that photo, correct?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
You couldn't manipulate the time or date this photo was taken?
No.
This photo was completely sort of out of your control, isn't that right?
Correct.
And it was controlled by the event staff at Fenway Johnny's?
Correct.
And on February 26th, less than a month after the incident at Fairview, that's what your right knuckles look like, correct?
Correct.
Here's the problem. This photo was taken about 3 or 4 weeks after the incident. There's a photo more recent than that that does not show him having those scars on his hand. So unless there's some sort of miraculous thing that happens here where he gets injured, it all heals and then suddenly comes back later, it doesn't really prove anything.
No, and I think they're just grasping at straws. They're, you know, this kid didn't kill John O'Keefe. They can try to point things in his direction. He just didn't. I mean, I don't see a motive. I mean, that's, to me, that's what this is lacking. They're trying to find things that might point him in the direction, but what would his motive be? Why would he do that?
Yeah. There isn't one. There is no motive. The only thing that makes sense, Karen Reed hit him, and I don't think she did it on purpose. I think it was an accident, and she has no recollection of it. That's what I think you got here. And in the meantime, we're going to go after all of these people and potentially ruin their lives, ultimately because somebody doesn't want to take accountability for some shit they did when they were drunk. And that's really what it feels like here. We'll see what the jury decides at some point. But this third-party culprit being a high school kid, I'm sorry. It's getting to be such a stretch, and it's not adding up.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.